The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and I thank you for joining me. Thank you. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And because it's Friday, we open the phone lines just wide open on Friday. We do, and I'd love to hear from you, whether you agree, you disagree. I'd love to hear from you. And I've got all kinds of stories for this hour, some important ones, I think, but it's Friday. So I try to defer to the phones as much as possible. And we'll begin this hour by going to Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're on Bob Burney Live.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
It's good to hear. Bob, let me start off by saying you make me laugh sometimes, man, because of the hypocrisy. I caught you Tuesday when you were talking about the white males, white American males, and how we're going down a slippery slope by saying that white males are racist. I had to laugh at myself because, first of all, nobody is saying that every white male is a racist. What folks are saying, what we all saying, is that there's a present danger with these white supremacists and these KKK. Well, the KKK has always been present danger with them. But the fact that these guys are going out being motivated by a lot of stuff that Trump is saying and going out and carrying out wholesale murder, okay?
Okay.
The hypocrisy
Let me just ask you one real quick question, Charles, and then I'll let you continue. Sure. What is Trump saying specifically that is inciting white supremacists?
When Trump goes out here and makes statements that remember, he's president of the United States.
Right.
Most powerful man in the world.
Yeah.
He goes out here and makes statements that back in the old days, we would knock him out. A guy like this coming into this auditorium and from our perspective causing a ruckus, we would take him out back and knock him out. Or if you go out here and you call somebody.
What does that have What does that have to do with white supremacy? I don't think he should have said that. I think it was very unwise. But what in the world does that have to do with white supremacy?
Well, remember, Bob. A lot of these white supremacists are saying they've been motivated by Trump. I'll give you an example. The guy who wrote the manifesto before he went out here and killed 20 something Mexicans. Use some of the same language that Trump used in his manifesto.
And the guy in Dayton, Ohio, was a follower of Elizabeth Warren. So do you blame Warren?
But guess what? Elizabeth Warren is not going out here saying to go out here and beat conservatives up or go out here and take conservatives out.
That political event that you're talking about, and again, I condemn Trump for saying that, wasn't a black person. It was a white person. And you're equating that to the KKK and white supremacy. It makes no sense, Charles. It doesn't compute.
Makes sense. See, here again, white supremacy believes that we are the chosen race.
Right.
We're supremely any other race.
Right.
The KKK has said that you black people are beneath us. You're animals.
Right. Right.
We will keep you in subjugation.
Right. What does that have to do with Trump?
I get Trump echoes the same thought. He may not say those words directly, but if you read between what? The lines.
Give me a
Trump,
quote.
Bob.
Charles,
let me give an example.
Charles, don't just throw things out. Give me a specific example of what Trump has said that would incite the KKK.
When Trump refers to African nations as asshole countries, okay, let's say that black folks are garbage. When Trump sit up here and says that, it just slipped my mind.
But those,
when he refers to NFL players because they're exercising their First Amendment rights as SOBs. He's talking about black men like me and our mothers. He called us bad.
But Charles, there are white people who are protesting as well. He had said nothing about... But he didn't say anything about race, Charles. You are jumping to wild, crazy conclusions that have no basis in fact. None. You call up and say that he's a racist. You give me no specific quotes, no proof whatsoever, none, zero. You give me things that I don't think he should have said. But he has absolutely condemned the KKK. He has absolutely condemned white supremacy. But you have never called this program and said, you know what, I don't like Donald Trump, but at least he condemned the KKK and white supremacy. You have never done that. Never.
After those white supremacists were walking around saying Jews will not replace us, he said they were good folks on both sides.
But okay. That is a lie. Okay. He said there were good folks on both sides of the statue controversy in the very same news conference. He absolutely condemned the white supremacists. You have taken his comments completely out of context. In that news conference, he condemned white supremacy. He said there are good people and bad people on the statue controversy, which is true. I'm going to give you you've already been on the air 5 minutes and 50 seconds. I'm going to give you 30 seconds to wrap up your point, and then I'm going to move on. It's yours.
Okay. Here's the other part of the hypocrisy. And let's say, Beth, you transitioned over to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and say these are very dangerous women. I had to laugh. Now, Bob, let me ask you this question. Do you think the FBI should designate both the KKK and white supremacists as terrorists?
Sure, absolutely. And Antifa as well, and probably Black Lives Matters as well. Yeah, probably.
I don't remember Black Lives Matter going out here and saying kill white folks. I don't remember Black Lives Matter going out here, elders of Black Lives Matter going out here and indeed killing white folks.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember Antifa going out here saying kill conservatives.
Really?
I don't remember hearing it.
Check the news, all right? Thanks, Charles. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the, at least we had a somewhat civil conversation. And that's good. I enjoy civil conversation. Whether we agree or not, if we can have a civil conversation, that's great. But just a reminder, I expect to be challenged by things I say in this program. If I say something absolutely outrageous, I expect you folks to call me and challenge me. Vice versa, if you call this program and make an outrageous comment, expect me to challenge you, and I expect you to give me some proof and some evidence. So that's kind of the rules of the game, all right? And as long as we play by those rules, we can play. Again, thanks for the conversation. Hey, it's Friday. I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon, and we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to stay in Columbus and talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, you're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing today?
My pleasure. I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have to give you a lot of credit. It took a lot of grace to take to take a phone call like that. That's pretty rough. That's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, I would definitely remind Charles that even though someone makes a comment about the country of Africa, that there are white people born in Africa, too. So, just in case he doesn't know that.
Well, and to refer
that's really ridiculous.
To refer to the economic condition of a country does not mean anything about the race of people unless you're looking for
right.
it. But Joe,
exactly. My
heart aches, and I mean this sincerely, and I'm not saying this in a condescending manner. Serious. My heart aches for people who see everything through the lens of race or discrimination or victimhood. Because that's got to be a miserable existence to go through your life looking at everything through one lens and feeling that everything you are and your identity is not in who you can be and what you are in Christ, but what other people have done to you, about you, or for you. That's got to be terrible. And again, my heart aches for anyone like that.
Absolutely. You just have to, you know, definitely pray for people that are like that.
I just sent an email to one of our listeners saying exactly that during the break. We need to pray. Yeah. All right. What's on your mind,
absolutely.
Joe?
Yeah, this whole growing feminist agenda. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. I'm not sure. Are you familiar? Have you seen Aladdin yet? The new Aladdin movie that's come out? I'm not sure if you've seen that yet.
No, I have not.
Okay. So I'm not sure if you've seen it yet, but it's very interesting. You know, it was, you know, it was pretty good at first when I was watching it with the kids. But then I noticed something in it where now Jasmine, she now becomes the Sultan of of Aladdin. And now Aladdin is now technically her queen.
Oh.
It was like, you know, the original, cartoon, you know, that they put out, you know, had, you know, Jasmine had no desire to rule or be the Sultan. But of course, you know, with this whole feminist movement, you know, they're going to put in the cartoons as well, as well as the movies. So basically, you know, she had a scene talking about some, I won't be, you know, she had a nice little singing part. It was talking about she won't be silent. And it sounded like a straight feminist, you know, song, essentially. So then basically in the end, she becomes Sultan. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, that makes no sense. Yeah. Good luck selling that to a lot of Arab countries, because that's not going to work.
You know, Joe, if you listen regularly, I say this all the time. The left destroys everything it touches. And the left.
Oh, no question.
The left does not understand entertainment for entertainment's sake. The only thing they understand is a political agenda.
Right.
Everything they do, they have an agenda, a political agenda. You know, Disney used to be, hey, let's have fun and we're going to entertain. Not anymore. We have to indoctrinate, propagandize. Mm-hmm. We have to have a political agenda. There's no such thing as, hey, here's a cool family movie just to entertain you. And it's sad. It really is.
Right. Yeah. Now there has to be a gay character or a transgender character. Everybody that's straight has to bow down to this character. And now everyone who's not gay or transgender is a bigot, and that they have to bow down to this particular character.
Well, and sometimes, Joe, I'm really dumb. I mean, I am. I'm naive sometimes. I really am. For instance, Frozen. We took the grandkids to see Frozen, and I thought, it was okay. You know, it wasn't the greatest movie I've ever seen. I think it earned more money than any movie that Disney has ever made. But I didn't know till afterwards that the goofy snowman was gay. I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't even think about it until months afterwards. And I thought, really?
Yeah.
And I'm just going, you know, sometimes I'm just so naive. I'm just dumb. But I'm, you know, if I go to a movie, I go to be entertained, you know, and I missed it. I missed it totally. And now everybody say, well, didn't you realize? I don't remember what his name is. The snowman. He's got the carrot.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I had to
watch a YouTube clip about that. Yeah, that's really weird. I'm starting to notice Disney's doing that too. Same thing with Toy Story 4 that just got released.
Don't tell me that. I haven't seen it yet. Joy and I love Toy Story, and we haven't seen 4 yet. Don't ruin it. Joe!
Oh, I feel bad for you because there's a lot of feminist stuff in that, too.
Oh, yeah, Joe, you just ruined my whole day, Joe. Shame on you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's very political as well. It's very political on Toy Story 4.
Oh, man.
Sorry to ruin it for you.
Yeah, well, you did. Hey, how long have you been listening, Joe?
I'll say about 2 years now. I love the show. It's been a blessing. It's been awesome. I've been informed. Even, you know, I got, you know, some rebuke, too. You know, some things have helped me. I mean, obviously, it's not church. I mean, we still need the church. But
No, it's not church.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not in competition with church. I am not here to take the place of church. No, absolutely not.
Right. But it's definitely helped me a lot. It's definitely helped me. It's challenged me and definitely, you know, helped me to increase my faith in a lot of things. And keeps me informed. You know, keeps me not being comfortable. You know, I like hearing certain things that are happening in the world.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. And I love calls who challenge me so that I am not comfortable either. So,
right.
All right, Joe. Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely, you too. Keep doing what you're doing, Bob.
Hey, thank you. Hey, have a great weekend, all right?
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. I love that. It's like I've said, not everybody agrees with me, and that's fine. That is okay, and, you know, I encourage calls that don't agree with me. And... no, I don't have time. Before 6 o'clock, I got an email from one of our listeners with the summary of the ELCA summer meeting. That's the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. It was August 5th to 10th up in Milwaukee. And it is, you know, the ELCA is the liberal wing of the Lutherans. There are two or three really conservative, Bible-believing wings of the Lutheran denomination. The ELCA, they have evangelical in their name. There is nothing evangelical about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. And one of our listeners sent me their own summary, not our listener's summary, the summary of the ELCA concerning their conference in Milwaukee this summer. All you have to do is look at this summary and realize immediately why they're not just dying, they are dead. I'll try to share that with you. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Craig. He's up next. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.